Don and Jess. And yesterday, we may have opened up a Pandora's box with the whole Lava Lava thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, first it was Zerkers and Zerchers. Now it's Lava and Lava.
Boise and Boise. Mm-hmm. Du Bois and Dubois.
It's going to turn into a new segment.
McKay and Mackey. Pancari and Pancherry. Anyone? Anyone? Now, look, I am a big believer because I'm in we're in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I've learned over the years being in different cities, on different radio stations, is you've got to get the local jargon, the local vernacular, the local pronunciations down on things. Because sometimes what you see may not be the original pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
And that is definitely true when it comes to talking about, I'm going to say it the way the locals say it, that as I know it, as it was described to me well over a decade ago, Lava Hot Springs.
Yes, but are you trying to be a local wannabe? If you're not a local.
I'm trying to respect.
And you start
respect.
Saying Lava and Crick.
No.
Are
no.
you
Well,
are
I'm
you
not
going to.
I'm never going to say Crick.
I think that's a generation
that's
thing.
That's just a thing. I don't even know what that is. But I'm trying to respect the local pronunciation.
Okay. Of certain places.
Yeah. And if, you know, if somebody says, we pronounce Lava Hot Springs, if it's a business owner, the chamber, the local resident, it's lava. Everything else is lava, except for Lava Hot Springs is Lava Hot Springs.
Okay.
Then I'm going to do that. I'm going to respect that, and I'm going to say it like that. It's just like Shoshone and Shoshone. Don't even get started on that one. That's a whole nother thing. Okay? So here we are. We took it to the Wolfpack, and I don't think we have clarity at all. I think
I'm still just as confused.
We made it worse.
I think everyone just has their own opinion about it.
And look, this is America. You can call it whatever you want.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to make fun of you. I have my freedoms to make fun of you.
Exactly.
As much as you have your freedom to do something
wrong. This whole show is all about, for goodness sake. No. So we posed the question, and we actually tagged Lava Hot Springs, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Did we get a response from them?
I thought they would have jumped on and maybe joined the fray.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Law, LAW-VUH, Lava, as I know it to be, and a lot of the locals will say, or is it Lava, dash, no. See, I don't even know which way I have it now. Lava or
L-A-W
Lava?
L-A-W is lava, like the molten rock.
Or Lava, whatever. Which is the way I'm pronouncing it.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people pronounce it.
It's the long A.
So I'm looking at the responses are split. They're 50-50. Like, here's one. It's, if it doesn't have a U in it, like guava, it's definitely lava.
Okay.
Or lava. I know, like I'm saying. It's, and this guy right here, he's totally local. Like, born and raised here.
Okay.
I pronounce it like the stuff that comes out of the volcanoes. And that's Mike, that would be lava.
Yes.
Okay. But
not the way that locals say
But
it.
I contend that those that live, say, in Marsh Valley, say lava.
Mm-hmm.
Or lava. Okay. I'm sorry, lava. I should stop. I need to stop.
I think it's a generational thing.
Let's make
thing,
a call. Let's
like
make Chris. A call. We're going to make a call. We're going to call Lava Hot Springs right now, and
straight to the
source. I don't know if anybody's going to answer. I hope they do, because I really want to get their opinion, like from a human.
Yeah.
We may actually get, because of this, we may get like their answering machine.
Well, then maybe we'll still get our response.
Yeah, maybe
they'll say the name.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Hello, you have reached Lava Hot Springs Foundation's world famous hot springs, Olympic swimming complex, and indoor aquatic center. You can visit our website, lavahotsprings.com.
Okay, she said lava. So does that mean it's lava? Or that was
I think that was a robot.
A robot voice. So maybe she doesn't even know that you're supposed to say.
Yeah, lava. She just said it as it's spelled, which most people do.
All right. Jeez.
But
we need to call the chamber.
Okay.
That's who would know.
Uh-huh.
The Lava Hot Springs Chamber of Commerce. If anybody's listening there, they can call him. We're going to try and call him. I don't know if they're open or not, but we're going to try and call him.
Okay.
We've got to settle this. I can't sleep at night now. I'm having dreams of volcanoes. I'm getting confused. You're getting confused.
Uh-huh.
People are getting frustrated.
I just want to put this to rest.
I do,
to
too. I do, too. And I think we need. If you want to comment, you can. But at this point, we need the authority.
Mm-hmm.
We need the actual lava authority to make the call on this.
Yeah.
or nobody's getting any sleep. The investigative process continues. Don and Jess trying to determine, in fact, if the correct pronunciation of Lava Hot Springs is lava or lava. It is kind of a mess as far as our Facebook posts.
I can't believe it's lasted this long. Like, I thought we would be done, one and done. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
so,
no.
Since I've moved here and been on the radio, I was told it's lava. I've done commercials where it's lava. I've heard it pronounced lava. Businesses, things happening in Lava Hot Springs, everything's pronounced lava. Any other time you see that word, L-A-V-A, it's lava. But Lava Hot Springs is pronounced Lava Hot Springs. The debate rages on. We have called Lava Hot Springs. We got their answering machine. We're still undetermined because it's a robot voice, so they don't know the local vernacular or jargon or pronunciation. But they said lava.
Yeah, the answering machine.
So we are going right to the source.
Okay.
I'm going to say it as Lava Hot Springs Chamber of Commerce.
Uh-huh.
If anybody knows how to say it right, it better be them. Okay? Because if it's not them, then nobody knows.
Right.
So I'm going to call them. I think they're open. Let's see if we can settle this with this phone call to the Lava Hot Springs Chamber of Commerce.
Lava Hot Springs Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, it's Don, Jarrett, and Jess from the Wolf radio station. Who is this?
This is Kathleen.
We have a debate that we need you to settle because you are actually at the chamber of the city in question. And there seems to be a no right answer here. And I'm thinking if anybody knows
what
the right thing is, it's the Chamber of Commerce. So are you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay. The pronunciation of your city.
Lava Hot Springs.
People call it Lava Hot Springs and Lava Hot Springs.
Yeah, it's lava.
It's lava. Now, why would you say that when I know for a fact that locals and local businesses even are specific in calling it Lava Hot Springs?
I don't know why people do that. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this, Kathleen. How long have you lived in Lava Hot Springs?
Over 20 years.
Oh! Okay. So,
hate to break it to you guys, but it's lava.
It's Lava Hot Springs. Okay. If anybody would know, it's Kathleen, who has lived in Lava Hot Springs and works at the Chamber of Commerce.
One of my jobs,
One of your jobs. Yeah. You've lived there for 20 years. Okay. There's no one more local than you.
So does it bother you when people say lava? Or it's not as big as
No.
No. You just let them go on their merry way?
Maybe this isn't as big as
it. I mean, it has to have come up over 20 years, people talking about the pronunciation, right?
Right. It has come up.
And the chamber stance and yours as a 20-year resident is it is Lava Hot Springs, not lava.
Right, lava.
Okay, we are going officially on record that Kathleen has settled this debate once and for all.
Okay.
You know what? Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I'm a little conflicted emotionally because I was kind of rooting for it to be lava because that's the way I was told to do it, and I've been doing it that way for, you know, over a decade on the radio, so now I feel stupid. So
Okay, but wait.
What?
So I was scanning over our comments, and they did message us. They comment, Lava Hot Springs, world famous hot springs.
Who we tagged in the original post.
Yeah, so an hour ago, they responded and said, it is pronounced lava. So it's L-A-A-V-U-H.
So that's lava.
Lava.
Yeah.
Because in our comment, we said lava.
L-A-W.
So it's
So Lava Hot Springs, whose answering machine in a robot voice says Lava Hot Springs, responded because we tagged them.
Uh-huh.
And they said they pronounce it lava.
Lava.
Well, then change your answering machine.
But then we also had the lady of
Kathleen,
the Chamber of Commerce.
Kathleen, I think, look, I'm just going to make the call here. I'm going to make the call from here, from the Wolf. As hard as this is, I have to go with the 20-plus-year resident and employee at the Lava Hot Springs Chamber of Commerce. I gotta go with that.
Yeah.
So from now on.
Maybe this is just some, I don't know.
Again, you can do whatever you want. This is America. You can call it whatever you want to call it and pronounce it however you want to. But for consistency purposes, I think I'm going to change my pronunciation to Lava.
Yeah.
Are you?
I've never called it Lava because I'm not a local. Yeah. And I didn't grow up listening to it that way, so I'm not going to.
Okay. There it is.
But Lava. If you've grown up and heard it and you say it, don't change it.
Yeah.
That's Idaho culture.
Yeah. So. I'd rather.
I love it.
Lava. Lava. Rather. Lava. No.
Well, we're done.
It's just the hot springs up there in the mountains. Go there.